This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.
The Big E, Eric Wilson.
Welcome to an international version of Postcard from Pop Rad, where I've had to practice my new introduction because somebody's wrecked it. Never mind. It's Eric Wilson at the base of the glorious Tatry Mountains over here in the east of Slovakia, in the town of Pop Rad. Hence, we call it Postcard from Pop Rad, your alternative sideways look at the news. I can't remember where he is now. He's somewhere in America. Where are you, Mr. Banks?
I'm here.
I know you're there, but where?
It's a strange place. I don't say anything nasty about it because we have friends here. I'm in Dallas.
J.R. Ewing.
No, me.
You.
I'm here, you.
J.R.'s dead.
Are they?
He is. I've been looking for him.
Have you?
Nobody remembers him now. It's a strange place, Dallas, honestly.
He was walking down the road with Elvis the other day.
No, we're going to meet Elvis. You got all this mixed up, Eric.
And over there, currently in Queensland, but she's going to move, and that wrecks me introduction even more soon. It's the lovely Rachel Brunsdon.
Hello, everybody. It's lovely to be speaking to you at God knows what time, 10 p.m. on a Friday evening.
With flu,
but sorry, I'll be all right.
Hang on, I've got one with flu, one with jet lag. Oh, my God. There's no hope for...
We are professionals and we will soldier on.
Good stuff.
Yeah, like 10 o'clock there, it's 6 o'clock in the morning here. I've not even been to bed yet.
Well, that's
every
normal.
Every time you tell that story, it gets earlier and earlier.
Yeah. In the office, he said it was 6:30. Now it's 6.
Yeah, well, time goes backwards in Dallas.
No, that's a restaurant near us that we've been to, Lee, if you remember.
What, time goes backwards?
Yeah, all the clocks in it. There's a restaurant near here called Nostalgia.
Oh, that's right.
And all the clocks in the restaurant go backwards, Rach.
Yeah, you don't eat food, you throw up.
I was going to say, do you start with dessert and end with your entree?
Something like that. Especially hi to the guys that talk Radio X today, and to Replay, and RTI, and Audio Boo, and Breeze, Radio England International just joined us this week, boys and girls, so that's nice.
Yay!
Anyway, as you can gather, Lee would normally be in the UK, but he's arrived in the US of A. And I thought it would be apt to start with a story about the US of A and a tourist, Lee.
Right, who's that?
His name's Lee Banks.
Oh, no.
Yes, and he arrived in America to pick up his hire car.
Oh, dear.
Go on.
This story, or am I? This was very embarrassing, ladies and gentlemen.
Was it?
Well, we flew in. It was a terrible flight. British Airways want to be ashamed of themselves, and we might actually get in touch with them about this later on behalf of RTI. So we flew. It took us 17 hours, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the boring bit. I want the car bit. This is more fun. Or shall I tell it? Because I'll just tell it better.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's just a lie, isn't it?
No, it's the truth.
So anyway,
tell it faster.
Yeah, probably.
So we flew 17 hours of flying through the grand blue yonder. Everything was awful on the plane. The plane was terrible. But anyway, that's
a different story. Yeah. Right,
so we landed at Fort Worth Airport in the centre of this glorious city called Dallas. And we had to pick up a hire car, which was nice. It was a Thingy Impala, whatever they're called. And so we're really looking forward to it. And you will have to remind me, Eric, because my throat's going.
Right, I'll carry on from here. Now, in America, you hire cars by type. And it is very common for you to hire an FS car.
He's telling this story the wrong way around, and you shouldn't have given him.
No. So, and that's the way you do it, you see, boys and girls. So, Lee's wandering around looking for FS cars.
Yeah, which is sensible.
No.
That's what it says on me note.
It's FS, a full sedan. And therefore, he's wandering around looking for FS cars. He goes to everywhere, can't find it. He then goes to the airport information people. They look it up. They go on in there, do directory inquiries. They do everything.
They phone people for me and everything.
Yeah. Eventually, they're going, "Ooh, this could be a scam." So they phone the police, not having looked at the paperwork. because if Lee had given them the paperwork, they'd have seen. So anyway, policeman arrives, and I'm cutting this rather short. Policeman arrives, eventually looks at the paperwork and starts to giggle a bit.
It's bad when you've got an American copper giggling at you.
And he says...
Any copper, really.
He says, sir, you're looking for Alamo cars, really, not...
This was my sort of Alamo moment within 10 minutes of arriving in America.
Mm, not an FS cars, which stands for full sedan. Alamo cars is about 6 foot that way. To 2 metres. He hasn't bothered to ask the hire company that's there if they've heard of another hire company, has he? Because if he'd shown them the paper, they'd have gone, oh, actually, Mr. Banks, it's us you want to go to. But no, he goes on in his normal way.
So within minutes, I've got the police there and everybody's upset with me.
Yeah, so he's now got to Alamo Cars, and I can't tell this part of the story, boys and girls, because his ego's big enough as it is already.
I can tell that bit.
Go on, then.
Well, what happened, ladies and gentlemen, was I was supposed to have this Impala thing, right, which was all right.
It's
nice
a Chevy,
car.
It's well, a Chevy, not, by the way.
Yeah. It's all right, Rach. Rach.
Thank you, Rach.
He's English.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
So, anyway, because they felt so sorry for me, because I was so upset having flown for 17 hours through the great blue yonder with British rubbish.
Oh, he's off again.
Airways. Yeah, they said, listen, to make things better for you and to stop you crying, Mr. Banks, we'll upgrade you, right? And guess what they gave me? Guess what car they gave me?
A Chrysler. What?
A Chrysler?
A Chrysler.
A Bentley.
No, it's not a Bentley. It's not a Bentley, it's a Chrysler. Now tell the rest of the story about the young lady talking to you.
Eh?
The talk radio X bit.
I don't know what you're talking about, Eric.
Oh, he's lost the plot completely.
He's so tired.
Yeah, bless him. Do you
tell it.
The bit, he started off with this sentence, boys and girls. True, true, true. And then went on to say...
I must have made it up.
He then went on to say, young lady at place had been listening to us.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Anyway... Yeah, so we're there, and like we're talking to her, and she's nice. She's like under his mopping furrowed brow and everything. And this young lady suddenly revealed that she knew me, that she actually listened to Talk Radio X, and she knew my name. And she asked me if I was the one who was ill. Talk Radio X is absolutely massive in Texas.
Oh, blimey. Lee, I just wish you got...
Everybody listens to it.
Lee, I wish you got a decent internet connection. Are you Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Where's the Wi-Fi unit, then?
Why?
Because you're all...
Am I?
Yeah. And the audience don't like you when you go... And there'll be sound engineers all over the place going, oh, my God! Move nearer to the... Get closer to the Wi-Fi, Lee, while we pad a bit, won't we, Rachel?
Yes, when I'm calling you...
Oh, my God. Right, yes, carry on, Lee. He's gone now, completely.
Right, I've done it now.
Right, that's it. Now carry on.
Right, I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so I was saying, everybody listens to Radio Talk X thing in Dallas and knew of us.
And that's totally famous.
That's a contradiction in terms, because if they did, they wouldn't have let you in.
But they did they? When they called the police on me within the first few minutes of me arriving.
Yeah, your Wi-Fi is still rubbish. Anyway, so it was the Alamo to the rescue, basically, because an Englishman can't read a contract.
It just
To be fair to Uncle Rampants Lee,
yeah,
he'd just spent 17 hours on British Airways,
yeah,
and it is a long flight, and he was very tired, so paperwork was probably the last thing on his mind. He just wanted his car and go to his hotel and go sleep.
But Rach, even me in Slovakia knows that Alamo is like Hertz to me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's an enormous hire company. It's massive. It is ginormous.
It is. Solves my Chrysler Bentley.
You haven't got a Chrysler Bentley. So anyway, you are now sorted out. You're in a hotel with rubbish internet connection, but you're in America.
I am, and we're about...
About?
As soon as the show's over, we're off and down the whatever that road's called to wherever we're going. Austin.
You're going to Austin, Texas next?
We're to Austin, Texas next.
Well, and, I hope the internet's better there. Because you're all staccato. You
I know. You're
sounding like Norman Colley. We'll carry on. See if you can find a decent place in the room. Anyway, while I just describe one other rather nasty thing. That was Lee, by the way. Floods and state of emergency in Slovakia at the moment, if you haven't seen Boys and Girls. Anywhere along the river Danube is a problem area. I've been talking to... an old friend of RTI, actually, she used to work for us, Martina Komisova. She does the weather forecast on TA3, or TA3, which is like Sky News, if you like. The good news is that the water is now receding. It's gone down about 10 centimetres this morning, pardon me, which is good. But there's still a hell of a mess in the old city in Bratislava. I was there on Tuesday, actually at the British Embassy celebrating the birthday of the Queen. And there was like a mass exodus from Bratislava when the national emergency was announced. But it was only the old city. Prague is also severely damaged. And as I say, literally everywhere up along the Danube has been flooded. The good news is, although homes have been damaged, we haven't had any really, really serious injuries. So that's a really good thing. And I'm quite happy with that. But, of course, you know about floods and stuff, don't you, Rach?
Oh, my word, yes. And I'm looking forward to getting out of Queensland and going to Darwin, where floods aren't the problem, it's cyclones. But, you know, I can deal with a bit of wind.
Right, a bit of wind, yes, nothing like it. Right, Lee, can you hear us now? Lee?
I'm listening to you. I'm fascinated. Hello?
No, you're very bad still. We'll leave you there for a minute. Move around a bit, mate, and try and get a better place. Anyway, I've got a new toy, haven't I, Rach?
Yes.
It's nice.
Rachel.
It's pretty.
It's very pretty. Lee's not going to comment now.
What have you got, Eric?
I've got a nice, new, shiny Nokia Windows 8 phone.
Oh, heck.
Oh, it's lovely, Lee.
Oh,
it's nice.
Beautiful. It does slidey things.
It does slidey things. And it takes good pictures. And if anybody wants to see what the RTI office looks like, you can currently see it on my Facebook profile, along with the lovely Petra, who did not want to be photographed. So she's looking like a miserable so-and-so. Great phones, by the way. Yes, as I said a little bit earlier, I have had to wear a suit this week.
That's quite a sight to behold. I've seen that in the past.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
It's all right if you get one.
I like you in a suit. I think you look very dapper in a suit.
Who, me?
Ew.
Yeah.
Do you?
Mm? On your profile pictures on Facebook.
Haven't I?
On your Facebook profile, on your pictures, you're in a suit dancing and, you know, that sort of thing, and you look very handsome.
Thank you, darling. That's with
very pretty young lady.
With Martina, exactly.
Yes.
But I was managed to take the jacket off to have my photo taken with Susanna Smetanova. Then this week also, before we get to the news, Rach has had to go to the pub.
No, Rachel, that's terrible.
Yes.
I'm only winding Lee, between you and me, mate, I'm just winding her up. She wasn't very happy about going to the pub.
Why? How can you not be happy about going to a pub?
I don't know.
You straight up to the DM.
I don't drink, but I got a call. I was in my pyjamas last Saturday
night. Hang on. May I interrupt? Did you just say you don't drink? What are you doing on the show?
I'm still trying to figure that out. Yeah. It's 10 o'clock at night, so that's my excuse. It's the same as being drunk.
Yeah.
But I got a call about 8:45 or so. I was in my PJs all rugged up, watching a lovely movie and a drunken Rob called me and said, come get me from the pub, will you? And I said,
he's going to kill us. Right. He's going to kill me.
Wrong. I'm going to kill him. But the trouble, I would have said, up your jumper and get a cab. But in Gladstone, you can't get a cab on a Saturday night to save your life. And he would have driven. And good job I did go and pick him up, because just ahead of us, when we left the pub, a guy got pulled over by the police, so Rob would have got well and truly pinged and would have lost his license, and then that would have been bad for his employment.
Yes.
So good job I did, but I made him pay. Oh, I made him pay.
Did you make him pay big perfume or little perfume?
I made him pay a whole new set of software for my computer and a new GPS.
Oh, nice. Well done, you.
Very romantic.
Yeah, good one. Let's move on to the news. Sad news for Lee is his friend Prince Philip has gone into hospital.
I know. This is sad, isn't it? Really sad.
Yeah, he's 92 soon.
He'll be all right, though.
How old is he, Eric? I've forgotten.
He's not 92.
92, yeah.
He'll be all right. I just hope he hangs around long enough to see his great-grandchild.
That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
I think there's a bit of life left in the old dog yet, really.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, he celebrates his 92nd birthday next week, which he'll probably spend in hospital, because he's going to be in the Harley Street Clinic for around 2 weeks. He's gone into hospital due to abdominal pains, and he's having an exploratory operation and with general anaesthetic. But everybody sort of says, well, the Duke is a robust fella. And he doesn't give up easy. I know he's a bit like my dad was, never stopped fighting it. And so he's in Harley Street at the moment, which is really cool. And there's cameras from all over the world there at the moment to see what's going on. Incidentally, he was given the highest honour of New Zealand recently as well, which is rather nice. But unfortunately, he won't be able to go to the birthday party for him or anything like that. But David Cameron said he expressed wishes to the Duke, writing on Twitter, I hope he has a swift recovery. And the Queen, by the way, has been over to the BBC opening up that new place, which is not Television Centre. It's that rubbishy place they've got instead. But there again, she's been,
that place.
Yeah, that place. But it was very funny because as the news channel was on, the Queen was in the background, and one could see her.
She was doing the Will I Am.
Yeah, she was actually. She was doing that.
She was photobombing.
Yeah, that, exactly. That's what the headline was, Rach, how do you know? The Queen was photobombing everybody. One for Lee here. Bill Roach, the Coronation Street actor, now faces even more charges dating back to the 1960s. The 81-year-old has got a range of new sexual offences allegedly carried out on girls between the age of 12 and 16. Eek.
It's absolutely terrifying, isn't it? And it really is damaging for this iconic show in England, Coronation Street, that so many of its stars are involved in this scandal, whether they're guilty or not. And if you think, these problems with sexual assaults involving stars of Coronation Street actually go back to the 70s.
60s.
Well, yeah, but there was Peter Adamson was done for sexually assaulting young girls. Mm-hmm. Another star back in the 70s and in the 80s were done for it, and it was just that whole atmosphere of the glamorous world of television and particularly of soap operas back then that seemed to breed this complete contempt for human life and for sexuality. And it's such a tragic thing when a programme like that is still so massive and yet it's tainted by these kinds of allegations.
Just to stop you a minute, Lee, apologies to everybody. Lee's actually, I think, using an iPad at the moment. Aren't you on a Wi-Fi system in America?
I am. Is America's Wi-Fi system really rubbish?
Well, that coupled with the iPad, I suppose, you don't stand much of a chance.
But he's going to do his best, aren't you, Uncle Lee?
I'm going to keep ranting and shouting in the background like a good old...
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Some new boot camps, maybe, for schools in the UK. I think this is wonderful.
I think it's great.
Yeah, apparently they're going to sort out some idea where people that come out of the armed forces can do a two-year fast-track course and become teachers. And I'm going... Brilliant. Well, I'm going brilliant because I'm not at school anymore. If I was at school, I'd hate it. Because I hated all sorts of authoritarianism. But, you know, on the other side... On the other... on the other side of the fence, I'm just wondering if it's not such a bad idea. Because if it is that these guys have got the, you know, the experience of... keeping people in order, keeping people quiet, giving them some decent morals and moral standings, that could actually be really good, you know, Rach.
And they're also really good, other than, you know, being really scary, they're also natural mentors as well. So I think that's, I think it's a brilliant idea.
Do you? Lee?
Well, it is, yeah, like you say, if it's going to improve... things in this world and make people more understanding of each other, of course, it's a good thing. We do live in a very computer games particularly have created an atmosphere where human beings don't particularly act with human beings, and this sort of thing can reinstate that kind of responsibility of being a fellow human being.
I'm going to probably get hate mail from every teacher in the land now.
Else.
Because, you know, like...
And you want as well.
Thank you. The only problem with all this is, and I'm going back a long, long time now, when I used to work for British Telecom, and it is true to say a lot of armed forces people, when they come out, they do struggle a lot because getting back into Civvy Street is quite hard for them. And a lot of them end up employed as civilians in the military. Eric was at that point, what is called a communications engineer, and I'd got an apprentice with me, and we were having a cup of tea in the summer, laying outside, all very nice, and this great big sodding sergeant major comes out, yells at me, and says, "You've got to go back to work." Ho-hum. yes, to which I then pick my tools up, pack them away, and go to a different part of the camp. The bloke in charge of the RAF camp comes running over to me. What's the matter? What's the matter? I said, I ain't going back there until that geezer apologises. And he was the sergeant major. Cut the long story short, I did go back, but I made him apologise. And he said to me, "Sorry." I said, no, you got this all wrong. Nobody can hear you. And I said, when you're on the square, bellowing at people to march left, right, and all the rest of it, you've got a proper loud voice, haven't you? So he said, yes. I said, that's how I want you to hear sorry. And in the end, he did say sorry in a very loud voice, and all of his team just laughed at him. And that's the problem with Eric's. We've lost Lee, by the way. He's disappeared off the face of the planet.
Never mind.
We'll carry on. But I think in a lot of ways, it could actually be a very good thing. Very, very good.
I agree
good.
With you. Yeah, indeed. I think it'd be good. It can't hurt the kiddies. You know, it can only do them good.
Exactly.
They get away with it. You know, when I was a kid, when I was a youngster, you know, we didn't get away with any of this stuff that kids today get away with. So boot camp up.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's a bit of a mistake going on in the UK at the moment because there's a huge lobby group, or lobby groups in plural, asking the Prime Minister, David Cameron, to block a loophole in the distribution of extreme pornography on the internet. Now, it seems like a really good idea. But...
I agree.
But... Uh-oh. If it's on the internet, it's traceable.
Yeah, that's true.
If it's not on the internet, it means it'll go onto some dodgy telephone systemy thing that is one-to-one, point-to-point, which, as a comms engineer, I can tell you that's very, very hard to trace. One of the beauties of this stuff being not generally available, but available... means that the authorities can track it down and and nab them.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a big international dealio, that one. They, you know, they track people in Australia who are perpetrators of, you know, this sort of stuff, and then they track it to a group in Austria, to a group in, you know, wherever. But it's a, and it's an, ends up being a network that's worldwide. So, yeah, there's loopholes indeed.
Well, I'll tell you what worries me, Rach, is if you take the, if you force the loopholes in and you stop internet service providers allowing some traffic to come through, the police can't then trace it. The way it is now, I'm not saying it's right, and I'm not endorsing it, but what I am saying is, don't knee-jerk reaction to this one, because the beauty is, because they won't be listening to a program like this, they haven't got enough brains. the fact is that the authorities can track them down much easier if there's an internet connection for them to go on to.
That's right.
And so, Mr. Cameron, I'd sort of be a bit careful about how you do this, because you could actually be making it a lot harder for the police to track people down and therefore let them get away with it longer than they currently are at the moment.
He's providing them with haven with a knee-jerk reaction. There's a haven. He's creating a haven because they'll just scatter and go elsewhere.
Exactly, which is really weird. And it is a very hard one. I wish people would just sort of, you know, I know the headlines are always, you know, person on internet nicked because they're a paedophile. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the police found them because they were on the internet.
Right.
If they weren't on the internet, they'd have old-fashioned bulletin boards, which are really hard to trace. Much harder to trace.
Yeah, so absolutely. Let cooler heads prevail.
Yes, I think that could be a much better idea. We hope to be connecting with Lee again shortly, if he can get another internet connection on his old Orange. Apple, sorry, I mean iPad, and or something else, but he keeps disappearing off. In part two of the programme, we'll be looking at that DJ that's just won a top award.
Rach got green.
Yes. We'll also be looking at why Google have been told off and may have to sort of give some data to the FBI. And would you ever believe it? A youngster has taken a military piece of artillery into a school.
Boot camp.
This is Postcard from Pop Rap. We'll be back fast so you can have that milkshake, have a nice cup of tea, or take some flu tablets for Rachel. We'll see you in a couple of seconds after the break, boys and girls. Do not go away. Keep it staying here.
From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.